we're going to learn, Torah Chafei and Tinyana, in the second part of Ketemoran. It's not a long Torah. It's very, very fundamental. Yesodi me'od me'od, od chashuv. I was debating in this Torah, Torah Chaf Gimel, in the first part. We'll learn, it's a whole Torah, it's good to learn the whole thing. And also, it's mod chashuv. It's a Torah with bodedut. And also, you should know, Rav Arush, all the stuff he gives us, all the Torah Rav Arush gives us, and the books he wrote, and the CDs and everything, it's all stuff that he went through. He worked on himself. I know the story from the Likutei Moharan, the Pirush of Rav Arush, that once Rav Matanya, which wrote with Rav Arush the book, he told me that he was sitting and writing it with Rav Arush, and then Rav Arush was telling him what to write, and he told him, oh wait, this thing that you just wrote, erase. Okay, he erased it. After a few days, he tells him, write it again. So he wrote it again. He said, what happened? He said, now I achieved it. Until he doesn't achieve it, something, he doesn't even give it over. So you know, it says that someone who has Yirat Shamayim, his words are heard. And someone who doesn't have Yirat Shamayim, his words are not heard. So you have to receive it, and also you have to have something in order to give it over. So I know that Torah Chafei, I don't know how much I have it, but I learned it Be'iyun, and I went with it for a while. For a few weeks I was going just with this Torah, and just davening about this Torah and everything, so we could learn it together, Zal Hashem. So we'll start, Zal Hashem. So Torah Chafei and Tinyana. Ha'itbodedut u'ma'ala elyona u'gdola min hakol. Yeah, the itbodedut. Personal prayer, right? Talking to Hashem. Uma'ala elyona, gdola min hakol, is supreme ma'ala. It's the highest thing, greater than everything. When I first came to Chutz Chesed, so I was wondering about this. Well, I wasn't a blessed of a chassid. I just went to woman and everything. Gdola min hakol, there's Shabbos, there's tefillin, there's kashrus, there's everything. The whole life is this bodedut. And then I realized that after I was doing a lot of, started doing bodedut, I realized that without bodedut, you can't reach anything, you can't reach anywhere. You're not really keeping Shabbos. You're keeping Shabbos. You're dati, as you say. You're religious. You're not oibed Hashem. You're religious. Fine, you keep Shabbos. You eat kosher. You know, you smile to people. Listen, zero be'emet. It's not internal. And only through bodedut, and a lot of bodedut, a person could start getting everything real in his life. That's what Rabbeinu says, "Itbodedut u'ma'ala elyona, gdola min hakol." Which means, what do we have to do? Dehainu, likboa lo al kol panim, sha'a o yoter, litboded levado de'ezeh cheder o basadeh. The person has to set a set time. Doesn't have to be a set hour a day, but have an hour which he set aside in that day. Yeah, at least an hour, or yoter, Rabbeinu says, an hour or more, an hour. Leitbodeh levado, right? So leitbodeh is the action, levado, to be alone when you do this itbodedut. Because if you're not doing it alone, it's not itbodedut. Be'ezeh cheder or basadeh, could be in a room or in the field. What does Rabbeinu say first, room and then field? I would think he would say first field and then room, right? Field is much better than the room. Because Rabbeinu knows that it's not easy. We live in Yerushalayim. Right? People live in cities. It's not pashut. Right? It's not pashut. We live in cities. It's not always easy to go out to the field, to find the field now, quiet, without anyone. So don't worry. Bacheder. Gam beseder. Wherever you are. Even in the corner. Like in the tzion. And Uman, I have the best itbodedut. I have this cham tzavah, I don't know what you call it. It's like a warm thing. I put it on my eyes, and I'm alone. I don't care if there's 10,000 people around me. Just do itbodedut. Whatever. You have to be alone. It's more also your... No one has to hear you. And you have to be without the conscience of people around you. Without conscience of people around you. Just alone. Being alone. The best thing is out in the field, and like Rabbeinu writes in Torah on bed, and alone, in the middle of the night, right? Until you get there, you have also a room, you have a corner, you can put a talis over. Rabbeinu also says somewhere else, You can cover yourself with the covers, like David HaMelech. He brings down the Pasuk of David HaMelech, they cover himself with covers, and he cried to Hashem under the covers. That's why I teach my kids, before they go to sleep, under the covers, they cover your head, and you do your bodhidot. If someone did his bodhidot, if someone was doing bodhidot, and he realized someone, he heard him. What do you think? Should he do again his bodhidot? I have a friend here in Yeshiva, he told me that he was in Meron once, and he went somewhere, he thought he was alone. And he did his bodhidot, and he poured out his heart, Amash, and he said like all kinds of things, like that he would never want any human being to hear. And then he realized there was this man right behind the bush there he was. He heard the holy bodhidot. So he went and did another hour. He said, I wasn't alone. I don't know if you need to do that, though. That was his field. ולפרש שיחתו בינו לבין קונו, right? To express this conversation בינו לבין קונו, between himself and his maker, בטענות והמטלאות, בדברי חן וריצוי ופיוס. So in the Kutem Aran, there's a rule, I'm sure Avdor taught you this. Rav Arush always tells us this. You can make diukim in the Kutem Aran. Why did Rabbeinu write all these different lashonot, different words of speaking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Beteanot, what's the teanot? Claims. Amtelaot is defined like excuses. Why HaKadosh Baruch Hu should take care of me? Why should I be? Yeah, bedivrei chen, to speak, what's that word? Eloquently? Speak like nicely, to find nice words to speak to Hashem, like an advocate speaks in front of a judge. Divrei chen, v'ritzui ufiyus. It's two types of appeasings. Ritzui is, I didn't do anything bad to anyone. I come home, right? And I bring flowers. Why? I want to appease my wife. Look, I brought flowers, shalom. Right? Piyus is when someone hurts someone and he has to appease him. Okay? But you have to come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in all of these ways. Doesn't have to be all the ways and at the time. Rabbeinu is just teaching us that it's a variety of ways. Speak out. Rav Arush writes in Garden of Emunah, he brings down the mashal of a guy who's walking in the desert and he's hot and he says, "Oh, I wish I had a donkey." And then this wagon came by and they threw down this donkey that was just born that he needs to carry now on his own shoulders. And he brings it from there that a person has to say explicitly what he wants to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Speak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to open his heart. Speak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Not just Hashem help me. Okay, fine. Speak, say. Levakesh, to request. Litchanen mifanav, to plead, to beg. Fanav yitbarach, sheyikarvo elav leavodato be'emet. So this is a secret in Bodhidot. Sheyikarvo elav leavodato be'emet. That's what Yitbodhidot is all about. To get close, to ask Hashem to get one close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what Yitbodhidot is. That's what Yitbodhidot is all about. Even if someone davening for Gashmius, which of course he has davened for Gashmius. I just saw Hashem Rav Shmuel Shapira, the name of Rav Shmuel Shapira, Zatzah. And someone asked him, why? I could daven for Gashmius? And Yitbodhidot said, of course, everything he has for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But everything, you have to look at the, why are you asking for Parnasa? Why are you asking for a house? Why are you asking get married? Why asking for children? Why asking for? Why asking from nachas for the children? Why not have nachas from your children? Why asking? Why? What's the depth behind? Oh, I want to get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To find why you asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu, listen, it's worth it for you to give me this and this. You know what I do when I have a big house? I'll bring orchim. It'll be close to the yeshiva. I'll bring people. I'll get people close to the yeshiva, and they'll learn from Rav Arush. To find why, and find the. How do I get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu from what I'm asking? Yitbodhidut, the fact when I go into Yitbodhidut, I have to come out of it, right, close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu than I went in. Even if I didn't ask anything, it doesn't make a difference. I'm now, right now, closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm Yoter Karov. I'm closer. And right now, I'm Yoter Karov, more close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay? Utfila v'sicha zo, sheyeh balashon shemedabrin bo. This prayer in this conversation should be in the language that one speaks in. If one speaks Yiddish, like Rabbeinu spoke, speak in Yiddish. He's English, speak English. Speak French, speak French. Don't think, it's Lashon HaKodesh, so I must speak Lashon HaKodesh. I speak Lashon HaKodesh because it's easier for me. Right? And he speaks in German, HaKodesh Baruch Hu, because that's what he grew up with. And each one, wherever he came from, that's what he speaks HaKodesh Baruch Hu. Dainu B'Lashon Ashkenaz B'Mdinatein, right? By them it was Ashkenaz, as Yiddish. Ki B'Lashon HaKodesh, it's so much for people, most people here in this room, B'Lashon HaKodesh Kashe Lo Lefaresh Kol Sichato. It's hard for a person to speak out in a foreign language, Lashon HaKodesh, for example, that a person not used to, didn't grow up with it, it's hard for him to speak the HaKodesh Baruch Hu like that, to say all the nice things. It's like a marriage. Like a marriage, right? A couple who just married, now he's trying to explain to his wife something, and it's not his own language, it's very hard to express yourself. The best way of expressing yourself is the way you grew up. The way you grew up as a kid. וגם אין הלב נמשך אחרי הדיבורים, right? Also your heart, you don't feel the דיבורים, the talks. מחמת שאינו מורגל, כך בלשון. Because the person is not used to speaking to לשון הקודש. כי אין דרכנו לדבר בלשון הקודש. Because our way is not speaking לשון הקודש. And if someone does speak לשון הקודש, he speaks לשון הקודש. רבינו speaks about, by the way, about לשון הקודש, that really the essence of לשון הקודש is not דווקא, besides the letters of the Torah and the words of the Torah and the language of the Torah, it's also holy speech. Lashon HaKodesh. Holy language, meaning you speak good things. If someone can speak Ivrit, right, what's written in the newspaper, for example, it's in Ivrit. Most of the words there are from Lashon HaKodesh. But Hashem Erachem, right? It's not Lashon HaKodesh. Even though most of the words in the Dikduk and everything is Lashon HaKodesh, it's not Lashon HaKodesh. On the other hand, Dvar Torah in English, or in other language, it's Lashon HaKodesh. Why? Because it's holy speech. That's also a definition of Lashon HaKodesh. But the Lashon Ashkenaz, or anyone who knows his own language, שמספרים ומדברים בו, that person usually talks in it, right? Talks in it. קל וקרוב יותר לשבר ליבו. It's easy, and close to the person's heart, to break his heart in front of HaKodesh Baruch Hu. He's close to the words more. כי הלב נמשך וקרוב יותר ללשון אשכנז, because the heart is drawn, it's more close to the לשון אשכנז or the לשון that each one speaks to. מחמת שהוא מורגל בו, since he's used to talking to it. רבינו is going, he's saying it a few times over and over, a person should, no, don't worry, בסדר. You're speaking, whatever language you're speaking is good. As long as you're speaking HaKadosh Baruch Hu. ובלשון אשכנז יכול לפרש כל שיחתו. Right, in Lashon Ashkenaz, a person could speak out all of his conversation, all the words clearly. Ve'et kol asher im levavo yasiach v'yisaper lefanav yitbarach. And all that he has in his heart, right, he should tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, hen charata u'tshuva la'avar, ve'hen bakashat hachanunim yizkot u'litkarev elav yitbarach me'ayom u'lehala be'emet. Both regretting and doing tshuva on the past, and also pleading, right, requesting and begging HaKadosh Baruch Hu to merit from now on to return to be close to Him from now on, be'emet, in truth. It could be that I tried until now, but it wasn't be'emet. It wasn't be'emet. It wasn't in depth in truth. And now I'm asking from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, no, I want be'emet, I want to get close to you. Be'emet, I want to get close to you. In truth. וכיוצא בזה כל אחד לפום דרגי. Each one according to wherever he is, right? Person just started talking to Hashem, just started, right, getting close to Hashem. Because that's considered getting close to Hashem, talking to Hashem. Not learning all day. And I used to learn all day. I grew up Haredi, I learned all day. Close to Hashem I wasn't, that's for sure. Hashem was close to me, but I wasn't so close. Yeah, talking to Hashem is what makes a kesha. It's not much like a marriage. The Gemara brings down that the kesha between a man and a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Kesh like a marriage, right? The person he'll do all the halachas and Shulchan Aruch how to act his wife, and still he's not a good husband. He gives her the money and he has a house for her and a car and whatever she wants, and he's still not a good husband, because that's what she needs really. The same thing with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A person to put on tefillin and everything, you do everything, and still he's not a good, he's not close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's no kesha. The only real kesha is speech. Right? That's the kesha between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ledaber. And then the actions have a lot of meaning. Besides that, another kesha. Right.
Service of the heart.
Exactly. That's what tefillah, very good. Tefillah is called service of the heart. Why? Because it brings close to your heart. It opens up your heart.
But even the tefillah has to be from the heart, not just from the lips.
Yeah.
Not a robot.
Well, I wanted to add something else before. Avinu says, everything that he has in his heart, he should talk to the Shbokh. Sometimes a person comes to his Bodedus and he has in his mind now that, I don't know, Rav Arush said, I have to daven now on this and this. Legitimate, right? You have to daven on half an hour in Shmirat Ha'inayim. Right? For example, Rav Arush said. Or someone before that, he's not yet happy, he can't daven on Shmirat Ha'inayim yet. Has to be happy first, as we learned in the afternoon. So a person has daven on happiness, fine. But now he comes to the Bodedu and his mind is black with parnasa issue that he has right now. He has to pay the mortgage, and 2 days the mortgage is going down, and he's stuck. He doesn't know what he's going to do now. And that's what's on his mind right now. So that's what he's supposed to talk about. He has to pour out his heart, what is in his heart right now. Of course, he's going to get up to, Zal Hashem, he'll get up to the half an hour that he has to do, and he must do that half an hour, that something that he's working on. Yeah, but a person has to pick out. Rabbeinu writes in Torah Nun Daled, I think. A person has to talk to Hashem, but the nekuda which belongs to his heart at that moment, ba'etahi, at that moment that he's standing in front of Hashem. Yes, right now, where am I now? Right? And because if he's talking about something else, it won't work. Like I've been writing somewhere else that I heard a shiur from Shimon Teichner. He told us that if someone comes to his brothers and he's speaking not emet, it's not gonna work. For example, I wanna go to Bodedut, I'm gonna do it Bodedut now because I know I need to. But I really want to go to sleep now because I'm really tired. So when you go to the field, you don't say, Hashem, I want to be Moshe Rabbeinu. I want to be a tzaddik. It's true, but not right now. Right now, you say, I came here, I don't want to be here. I want to be in bed under my quilt now. I'm going to sleep now with my teddy. Yeah? That's what he has to say, the Kodesh Baruch Hu, because that's the real dibur. I came here, I forced myself, I don't want to be here. I force myself because in truth I really need to be here, but I don't want to. Right? And then from there, you speak Dibur of Emet, that's from the Parsha Shavuot also. Sohar ta'aseh la'teva, Rabbeinu writes the Torah Kuf Yud-Bet. Right? That you have to speak a Dibur shel Emet to shine up the Gvodudu. Hakadosh Baruch Hu will dwell with you. If there's the Sheker, Hakadosh Baruch Hu is not with you. So even in the Gvodudu, you have to say, where are you up to right now? That's why I wanted to emphasize that Nekudah. Like a person has to be the emet where he's up to right now in his life. Vizaher me'od, the person has to be very careful. Le'argil atzmo, to get himself used to. La'tmid baze midei yom beyom sha'am yuchet. Right? Every single day to have a specific special hour. Like I said before, it doesn't have to be a specific hour in the clock. Has to be. Maza miyuchad. You know what the word miyuchad means in Lashon HaKodesh? It's like miyuchad.
Dedicated.
That's the word. Dedicated. Miyuchad is dedicated. Areat mekudeshet li. When a person marries a woman, he says areat mekudeshet li. You dedicate your miyuchadet just for me. No one else can marry you, right? Only I can marry you. No one else can marry you. The miyuchadet. Mekudeshet miyuchadet. זה מיוחד, זה דבר מיוחד, בעברית they use it as special, אבל בלשון הקודש זה לא הכוונה, הכוונה זה מיוחד, זה מיוחד לזה,
set aside,
right, like מוקצה, set aside for something specific, yeah, so that what it means, that person, he sets an hour, that in that hour he turns off his phone, right, and he closes the door, and there's no radio, and there's nothing going on now, there's no people, and it's only him and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He set the side time. He set the time aside. Gamarnu. En shum davar acher ba'olam. He just has this in his life. That's called Sha'am Yuchedet. Rabbeinu says that a person has to dedicate Sha'ah Miyuchid. What does that mean? Like we said again, he turns off all everything that could bother him, and he just talks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu right now for 60 minutes. But he doesn't need to talk. We'll see in a second. Not even talking. He sets aside to be with HaKadosh Baruch Hu right now. Very good. Right, the Yuchad also is from the Shon Echad, one. Very good. Shakach. See, there's more chidushim. When you learn in a group, there's a lot of chidushim come up. I didn't see all these things.
The Shovosh, every three letter Shovosh is a two letter Shovosh. So the Shovosh, you know, that is head, dalet. There's something sharp to the point.
Chad.
The Aleph is to the point of that one.
Yeah,
so you're sharpening this particular time to a particular point.
Nachon. And the rest of the day, besides that hour, he has to be happy. That hour, he could have a broken heart, which is not sad. And the rest of the day, he'd be happy. So, explain like this, that the main thing of the hour, really, and B'l Hashem, each one will reach this level, that 60 minutes only tshuva, really, not thinking, not nothing, just doing tshuva, not davening for anything, maybe just for on the tshuva, like Rabbeinu said before, regretting and doing tshuva for the past, and asking Hashem for the future. Zil, that's really the essence of 60 minutes. But one who has only 60 minutes a day, he cannot do that because he has other things he has to work on in life and everything. And therefore, he has to break it up. Like Rav writes in this day out, half an hour on one thing, because that's like a machine thing. The hammer, the big hammer, you know, there's a big hammer.
Pneumatic hammer.
Yeah, so that's on one spot, so it works, it starts working after a while. Right? And then he has to also say thank Hashem and ask Hashem and daven and this kid and that kid and then the parnasa and whatever he's dealing with, other small things. But be'emet be'etzem adavar, he will lose only tshuva. I have a friend, Yosef Dan. Some of you guys know him. We're in France. Baruch Hashem, selling a lot of his books. Baruch Hashem. So we were in Marseille. So our friend told us, he was a blessed lover also there, he was staying there, he lived there, now he lives in Atzlan. He told us, come, I'll take you to the forest. So he took us to a gorgeous place, on top, right over the sea, a big forest, big mountains. So Yosef Dan said, an hour and 5 minutes. I said, okay. I said, why 5 minutes? He said, an hour I do tshuva, 5 minutes I thank Hashem. He did 60 minutes of tshuva, going through your day, from beginning to the end. He said, that's a level, I'm not at that level, a lot of people are not at that level, he said that. Just saying, ultimately, that's what we should work on. To have at least 2 hours a day.
You could catch
her up. What?
If you break it up.
You could, but it's not the ultimate. It's the pounding is less.
Berlin also said, don't let the 10 minutes break your hour. If you can't do an hour, you haven't gotten to that level yet. Don't say, it's not worth
it. Right, exactly.
Do it.
Exactly.
So
even if
they only
10 minutes a day.
Little is also good.
Okay.
More is better.
Right, so the broken heart that we're talking about is only that hour, and the rest of the day you don't care. You don't care what you did. You did the worst Avela now. The person did the worst Avela in the street now. I don't know what. Doesn't make a difference. Now he goes on. And now he's supposed to do it. He'll take care of it. Take care of it. Settle. It's like a... Rav Gudlevsky says a person has a garbage pail in his house, he doesn't put it on the table, starts going around, oh, I have garbage in my house. Right? Once a day, he takes down the garbage, throws it out. I don't deal with the garbage all day. Hanagah zo, higdola b'ma'ala me'od me'od. In this hanagah, this, I don't know, custom, this practice that a person does, right, is great. B'ma'ala, great, me'od me'od. It's a way, and a good advice, and a good way, very good advice, and a very good way, to get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If someone asks, how could I get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? How? Go talk to him. Ki zo hi etza klalit. It's a general advice. It's used for everything. It's used for getting up in the morning, it's used until going to sleep at night. Everything in life. It's a klalit. Shekolel hakol. What more? There's no more explicit word than this. Kolel hakol. It includes everything. This etza includes everything in it. Ki al kol ma sheyichsar lo ba'avodat Hashem. Anything that he feels that he's lacking in avodat Hashem. O shu rachok legamre mikol v'chol avodat Hashem. Or he's far away completely. He doesn't even know what avodat Hashem is. He doesn't even know what avodat Hashem is. Doesn't make a difference, right? Al hakol yefaresh sichato v'yivakesh mito yitbarach kana. On everything, okay, he can speak explicitly to Hakadosh Baruch Hu, right, and ask from him to help him, right? Doesn't make a difference what level you are. It can be the highest level, it can be the lowest level. It's a klalit lekulam. Everyone can take this advice. And even if sometimes, sometimes his words have been blocked, he can't open his mouth. Sometimes, or all the time, yeah. And he cannot open his mouth to speak to him at all. Even though, that itself, that he went to stand in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Tov Me'od, it's great. Dehainu, ha'achana shu mukhan ve'omed lefanav itbarach. This preparation that he prepared himself to stand in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'chafetz u'mishtokek ledaber. He has will, he has ratzon, he wants to talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ach she'eno yachol, but he can't. Ze be'atzmo gam ken tov mod. This itself is also very good. V'gam yuchal la'asot lo sicha u'tfila mize be'atzmo. And this itself, you could turn it into a tefillah and talk to Hashem. Hashem, look at me. Look. I can't even talk. Help me. Open my words. A person should know. Avelan says that every in our Yibadut is a nekudat anava. Is a point that of humility. A person comes, I'm nothing. I come to my Creator and I talk to Him. And a silent Yidvodadut is a big nekuda. A good mark on Shemayim. Even words I can't talk. Even words I can't even say without a Kodesh Baruch Hu's help. Ani klum. He gets the realization that he's a nothing. What, you think? What? I went, I could talk to Kodesh Baruch Hu here and daven for an hour. Not even that. Nothing's coming out. The other person gets a big nekuda anava. Should be happy. Oh, Hashem, I didn't talk for an hour. Oh, Hashem. So Rav Arush says, just in the beginning, you should say Arini Mekasha. And at the end, you should say, thank you, Hashem, and please let me talk to you an hour tomorrow. That's it. It's not a waste of time. It's definitely not a waste of time. A person could stand in front of Hashem for an hour and not talk, and it's not a waste of time. Like other people would think. It's not bichlal. Like Rabbeinu says here. Ve'al zeh ve'atzmo, about this himself, yitzok, you will yell, scream out. Ve'itchanen, beg Hashem. Chanen lefanav yitbarach. Shnitrachek kol kach, I'm so far away. Ad she'eno yachol afilu daber. I can't even talk, Hashem. Look how far away I am. Yivakesh mi'ito, ask from him, yitbarach. Rachamim, etachanunim, with mercy. And pleading, Sheachmor alav, v'yiftach piv, and have mercy on him, and open his mouth. Sheyuchal lefaresh sichato lefanav, so he'll be able to open his mouth in front of Hashem. Veda, and you should know, Shekama vekama tzadikim gdolim mefusamim sipur. A few, or many, tzadikim, famous, big tzadikim, they told, Shelo ba'o lemadragatan, that they didn't reach their madriga, their level, a high level. Rak al edei anagazo, only through this, and they say practice. Only through this practice of Yidvodadut. It's famous. Chafetz Chaim, the Chazonish. Doesn't have to do with Breslev. Hashem, Rabbeinu has mechadesh this and strengthened us with this, but doesn't have to do with breastplate. It's just talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I tell you what, in the Arab countries, it was a lot more simple. I'm not real sure why in the Arab countries it was a lot more simple, more than the European countries, because the European is Christians, and Christian is the shilush. They don't believe in one God. That's the problem. They believe in the Trinity. Right? And that in the person, when he lives in a place, it affects who he is. You live in France, you want to wear nice clothing. You live in America, you want steak and money. You live in, England? I don't know what people like in England. You commit suicide there, no?
The queen.
Right? Wherever it is. You live in Israel, Baruch Hashem. You live in Yerushalayim, you're fired. Yeah? So, wherever you are, it affects who you are. Okay. So what were we saying before? So I caught So but the Arab countries, on the other hand, they believed in one God. So the Jews also, they didn't affect them. By then it was simple. Today I saw this old lady. I don't know what country from. She comes into the building, into this building that I had to go in this morning. She goes over to picture tzaddikim, puts her hand and starts davening. Talking to Hashem. She probably doesn't even know how to read. A lot closer to Hashem than me. So simple, so pashut. In the European countries, it's harder. So most of Hashem, which are European countries, like, Hashem, we have Rabbeinu to protect us. And anyone who came to Israel and the state here did a mishmash with everything already, so everyone needs Rabbeinu now to help us. Someone who thinks in his mind, he'll understand by himself already the greatness of this custom, this practice of talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ha'ola lemala lemala, which is the highest. V'hu davar ha'shaveh lechol nefesh. It's worth to everyone, anyone. Mikaton ve'ad gadol. It doesn't make a difference what level you are. You could be Rav Berland, you could be Rav Arush. It could be me, it could be anyone. Stam, Aid. Somewhere some guy on the beach in Hawaii. It doesn't make a difference. Ki kulam yecholim inog b'anaga hazot. Everyone, no one could say it's not for me. Kulam yecholim inog b'anaga hazot. Everyone could do this practice. That a day is there, yavol le'mala gdola. And through this, they'll reach very high levels. It doesn't have to be you'll be a rav or someone's going to realize anything on you. But you are going to change. You are going to change. Ashrei sheyuchaz lazo. What is Ashrei?
Praiseworthy.
That's what Oscar writes. Yeah. Fortunate. The one who will hold in this hanaga of Yitbodedut. Ki demeze. Hadavar. Top. Last paragraph here. Gam tov lasot. Torah tefillah. It's also good to do from the Torah tefillah. There's a difference if someone comes to Yitbodedut, let's say he comes to Daven on Shalom Bayis, but he has no idea what Shalom Bayis is. Hashem, give me Shalom Bayis. Hashem, give me Shalom Bayis. And then my wife will shut up and then we won't fight right? And then she'll do my laundry. It's Shalom Bayis, right? He doesn't know what he's asking for because he didn't learn. Right? But if he comes to Avuvan Levi's shir, right, at 1 o'clock, 1:15 every day, right, he'll get an idea what Shalom Bayis is. And then he'll know what to daven for. He has to learn about it and what to daven for. Otherwise, he's a Mayeto. That's what Rabbeinu adds in this Torah, specifically in this Torah, he's Bodedut. He adds, and how would you do know what to daven for? And also, it's good to do from the Torah tefillah. Every tefillah is good, even if you don't know what that. Hashem give you Shalom Bayis is also good, because then Hashem will do that. You'll come to the shir and you'll hear something, and then you'll know what to daven for, right? But it's good that a person will go and learn about what he needs to daven for. That's how Rav Arush says also in Briti Shalom, and that we're learning in the afternoon every day. He writes there that Anything you want to work on, you have to learn about it and daven about it. Learn about it and daven. You must. Otherwise, you have no idea what davening for. Okay, the chayav. This is from here. Dehainu, kshelomed o shomea ze ma'amar Torah mitzadik ha'emet. This means that when someone hears or he learns or hears a ma'amar Torah, right, a saying of Torah from the tzadik ha'emet, Rabbeinu Hakadosh. Azaya, send me the tefillah. He right away needs to turn it into tefillah. Lahadehainu levakesh ulitchanen lefanav yitbarach, right? To beg Hashem, to request from Hashem, ask Hashem for everything. Akol ma sheneemar sham b'oto ma'amar, which is said there in that ma'amar. Matay yizkeh gam hu levo lekol zeh. When am I also going to merit to reach what the tzaddik spoke about? When? And ask Hashem for it. Vekama ruchok mizeh, to see how far he is from what the tzaddik was speaking about. Yivakesh mi'ito yitbarach, and ask from Hashem yitbarach, שיזכהו לבוא לכל הנאמר שם באותו מאמר. That Hashem will give him the זכות, the merit, to get close to him, to get close to what the tzaddik was speaking about, to do, to practice what the tzaddik was speaking about, in the same מאמר that he heard. והמשכיל וחפץ באמת, and someone who has שכל, and he really wants to get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, יוליכו, he's looking for truth, Yolicho Hashem mederech emet, and he'll reach Breslev. No, that I had that right. Yolicho Hashem, Hashem will lead him in the right way, in the path of truth. And Rabbah would say that a person has to be willing to go on a path. He thinks it's the right path to go on it until the end, until the crash, and realize that it's wrong. He could be 20 years later and go on a new path. Not to be scared. Oh, what, I'm going to change my ways now? Oh, I'm already 50 years old. I'm going to change my ways now. Well, yeah, I'm going to change my ways now. If not, if lo achshav ei matai. If now, it's a win. When, yes? Person doesn't know when his last days on this planet, right? Yavin be'atzmo davar mitoch davar, and he'll understand in himself davar mitoch davar, one thing out of the other. Ech litneg beze, how to do this hitbodedut. When I started to do it, I did 20 minutes a day. Remember, on the roof. I lived in the Talbiya. There was on one side there was a ministry, on the other side there was a reform or whatever conservative shul they have, oh. And I'm in the middle. Wow. So yeah, that's where I used to live. And I went on the roof. And what was the first thing? I remember the first thing to do that I did. Hashem, what am I doing here? What do you do? Fine, let's do it. Rabbah was studying what to do. I don't know what to do. I remember. But that's how it was. And if a person really wants, so Hashem who leads him in the right path, how to do it. Because no one, you can read in Forest Fields 100 times and you won't know what to do. You have to do. If you don't do, you don't know what to do. You don't know what to do. It's like learning theory, how to drive and not to drive. You can drive? No. Right? Learning surgery, everything. Now go, okay, fine, that guy needs a heart plant or whatever they're doing. Go, do it. Chas v'shalom, you kill the person, right? Yivshar, a person has to do. Do, if he doesn't do, so what? Yazol, he learned the books. I've always said, all of Rabbeinu's books, it's all theory. But the truth is the mice, it's the practical. Practice. Get this world to do. We learn all day. 1 hour, let's practice what we do, what we learn. Very good. In a way, they'll have the eloquent speech like we said, and ta'anot nechonot, the right claiming, why I should get what I'm asking for. Leratzoto yitbarach, to appease Hashem. שיקרבהו לעבודתו באמת, הקדוש ברוך הוא really want to get me close to the work. ועניין השיחה הזו עולה למקום גבוה מאוד. And this עניין of speaking to הקדוש ברוך הוא goes to a very high place. Believe in what Rabbeinu says. The stupidest speech of הקדוש ברוך הוא. Stupidest, the most empty speech of הקדוש ברוך הוא. Is the goal to reach a very, very high place. ובפרט, and especially, that's stam. Hashem, Like Rabbi Natan said, this guy, this, I don't know, Rav, came to Rabbi Natan and told him, I have a student, he can learn 1,000 pages of Gemara or something. You know, 1,000 pages of Gemara by heart. So Rabbi Natan told him, I have a student, he can say Ribbono Shel Olam 1,000 times.
Yeah.
It's higher. It's higher. Meditate on the word Ribbono Shel Olam. I don't know if you're able to come down. It's very high. Bifrat, kshosem Torah tefillah. It's higher, yeah? Especially if someone is learning Torah and davening for it. See, that's even higher. Mizena se shashuim dolim odemala. From this becomes great, great shashuim. Right? Pleasures, I don't know, in Shammai. So, this is a very, like we said, a very fundamental Torah in anyone's life. I'm going to do with Brestle. Torah Chafei and the second part of Kitei Moran. Rabbeinu said to go with the Torah. Rabbeinu spoke about it. To take a Torah, to learn it well, ve'iyun, to say likutei tefilot about it, to look at likutei halachot about it. Yeah, some people it's harder for them because of the safa, but still, everyone gets it and work hard. Adrabah, you work hard, you get a lot more. And to daven for it. Someone who doesn't do it 60 minutes in Bolidutin, even someone who does it, he wants to advance it, I advise you to go with Torah Chafei, to work with it, at least for a month, 2 months, to learn it slowly. What does this word mean? Look it up, look with Alf Kramer's English translation, work with it, and you'll see wonders. You'll see, when someone works with the Torah, I didn't do it so many times, but the time that I did it, everything that he's learning, everything that he's living, anything that people are talking to him is the Torah, is Rabbeinu, is the Torah that he's learning. Everything. I'm telling you, I was learning this. Shulchan Aruch, nothing to do with this. Has to do with this. The Gemara I'm learning has to do with this. Anything you're doing has to do with the Torah you're dealing with. That's kacha pratit kacha. Rabbi Bochut does it like that. Okay? So, it's Torah Chafei 25 in Tinyana. It's not a long Torah. Anyone could work with it. It's not also not hard. Language like we saw today. That was just an introduction to the Torah, and each one could narrate, do 60 minutes he's supposed to do. And someone who doesn't do yet 60 minutes, and whatever he does is good. Rav Arush told my brother came to Rav Arush and he told Rav Arush, he's supposed to do it. He said, I do 30 minutes. He said, great. So Davin to do 40 minutes. And when you do 40 minutes, Davin to do 50 minutes. When you do 50 minutes, Davin to do kacha. Not that. Don't say, I know, I do only 30 and zero. Zero nachon. I do 30, it's beautiful. It's beautiful. And I want to do more. Abaya. It's a Davin for it. Said all. So, Shakar, thank you for listening to me. Shabbat.